We bring on a very afraid John Murray. Very afraid to take our action, but he does it anyway. John, how you doing? Let me start out with, what sort of action do you expect on the Triple G Canelo fight this weekend?
I think a lot of money will come in on Canelo, Steve. I think Canelo is the more well-known fighter. I think usually in a fight like this, we've got one guy with a huge fan base. You see most of the money come in on his side. We took an $18,000 bet on Canelo about a month ago, and right now we need Triple G for a decent-sized decision, but there is money coming in on Golovkin as well.
You seen money coming in at all on Connor or Khabib?
Yeah, most of it's on Connor, Adam, as you can imagine. I think the ticket count's like 4 or 5 to 1 on Connor. I've seen some sharper guys. Actually, our most respected MMA bettor bet Khabib in that fight. I believe he played it at minus 150. I think he might end up being able to get a better price than that, though, the day of that fight, because there's going to be so much money on McGregor that night.
You think Connor closes as a favorite?
I don't know about favorite. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked, just especially with some of the books in town that have a tendency to panic on these sorts of things. You know, if the liability gets way out of control, I wouldn't be stunned by that. But I expect it to close more like Khabib, a small favorite.
Now, it was first week of the NFL. I know you were very excited. Have you recovered? I know you get very worked up for the first week because you've missed football so much.
Right. It's like Christmas morning kind of a situation to have all those great NFL games. Yeah, you know, we didn't really have a great NFL weekend, guys. I know we won a lot of money on the New Orleans game, as I would imagine every book in town did, and we won a lot of money on the Jets game the next night. But we lost quite a bit on that Rams-Raiders game, and several of the other decisions really didn't go our way on Sunday. So we had a great college weekend, but the NFL was not great for us here at the Westgate Superbook, unfortunately.
You do have to admit, John, that as much as you talk about not liking the NFL, the Bills are funny.
Not liking the NFL, not liking is a strong word, a strong pair of words there. I don't know. I prefer college football, Adam. I prefer college football. The Bills are funny, though, but they're not going to be as funny without Nathan Peterman as the starting quarterback. He was really fun. And I'm going to really miss the Nathan Peterman era, the two-game Nathan Peterman era. It was good for a lot of laughs, a lot of Jay Peterman jokes, and a lot of turnovers. I enjoyed it myself.
You forget, John, it was three games. He started that blizzard snow game last year and did nothing, and then he got hurt in that game.
I don't remember that.
Yeah,
you're correct. So after the Charger game, he started another game.
Yeah, Tyrod got hurt and he started, and okay. Three games he hasn't finished one yet, which is also very funny.
I don't remember that. You are correct. You, sir, are clearly the NFL expert, Adam. Good for you.
Yeah, I try to be. Well, we'll let you be for a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Tomorrow, Baltimore, Cincinnati. Baltimore looked amazing. Of course, they were playing the aforementioned hilarious Bills. Cincinnati look pretty good too, though, and Baltimore now goes on the road in a short week, but they're getting some respect.
Yeah, we took a $50,000 bet on Baltimore on Sunday night, right when we opened up reopened week two, I should say, and we took $50,000 on that, and right now the tickets are about 3.5 to 1 on Baltimore. We're definitely going to need Cincinnati in this game. Not a big surprise, Baltimore coming off of an impressive win? I mean, even when you're playing a bad team, that's still an impressive margin of victory, I'd say.
Yeah, sure.
So I think, and Cincinnati, they had a nice win too in Indianapolis, but that was a game that could have easily gone either way. I know Jack Doyle had the late fumble there to cost the Colts the game, but that was a back-and-forth battle. I think the Bengals were down by 13 in the second half of that game.
We talk about overreactions all the time. Week two, especially in the NFL, that's when you really start to see them. Where bettors are like, this team's the worst team ever. I'm definitely betting against them. Do you still see it, though? Because we talk about it so much. Are people still overreacting to week one performances?
I think so. I mean, I think you see some lines. Like, I would argue that Miami +3 is an overreaction. They're +3, -120 here at the Westgate against the Jets. I think we'll see that number come down a little bit between now and Sunday. I know the Jets had a very impressive win on Monday night, but I think that line's a bit of an overreaction. And I think that the Redskins-Colts line is a bit of an overreaction, Adam. Redskins right now a 6-point favorite at home against the Colts. The Redskins have almost no home field advantage at FedEx Field. And I know they had a very impressive win over Arizona on Sunday, but I think when we look back late in the year, we're going to see that Arizona's probably the worst team in the NFC, and that win's not going to be as impressive.
John Murray, director down at the Westgate Superbook. Catch us there Sunday mornings, 8 a.m., and then hang out, watch the games all day in the theater. It is the place to be for NFL action here in Las Vegas, no question about it. What are you guys doing right now with Green Bay and Minnesota?
Well, we have the game off the board. But we had to come up with a super contest line, and we talked about it. Myself, Jeff Sherman, we were talking about it this afternoon. We decided to go with Minnesota -7. Now, that's just in the super contest. There is no line to bet on the game here at the Westgate, but we use 7 in the contest because we kind of think Rodgers is not going to play this week, and I don't think he should play if he's badly hurt, because they stole a win on Sunday night against Chicago. There's no need to rush this guy back in and, you know, re-aggravate this injury and maybe keep him out for the rest of the year.
What was the end game like? Well, you weren't there, right?
No.
for Sunday night. But any reports back on what the end game looked like with Rodgers not coming back and then all of a sudden he's on the field?
Well, you know what's funny, when something like that happens, most of the money's actually coming in on the Bears, because
right.
You know, Rodgers is literally being carted off the field. So everyone is just—they're reaching in and firing away on the Bears as fast as they can. I admit, I stopped watching the game when it was 20-0, guys. I thought it was over. I'd given out Bears +7.5 on like every radio show last week. So when it got to a 1-point Packer lead, I was nervous. I was afraid that the Bears were going to let Green Bay score a touchdown to go down by 8 and get the ball back.
Yeah.
That would have been one of the greatest beats in the history of NFL betting, I think, if Green Bay had won by 8.
Now, I did feel bad for you this weekend, because I know you were a big Gene Steratore fan, and he's gone.
Yeah.
Who has replaced him for you as far as your favorite ref?
Well, Gene Steratore was the biggest ham of all the refs. He not only would make a ridiculous call, but he would like have a big grin on his face when he went up to the camera to announce it. It was honestly like he was trolling the country. I would say with Steratore retired, I would go with Jerome Boger as the worst ref.
Okay.
I don't think he understands like half the rules. So I'd have him as the worst ref. But Steratore was my favorite. You're correct, Adam. I thought he was great. He was the guy that pulled out, I think, an index card during the Dallas Oakland. Was that a Sunday night game, I believe?
Yeah, you have to measure.
Yeah.
You have to know where.
That was great. I mean, that was one of my favorite. That was probably my favorite moment of the NFL season last year. That was great, man.
Well, fortunately for you, he's doing TV, so you can watch him every single week and get great information. Weather coming in, Hurricane Florence wreaking havoc on the East Coast. I know you are, you know, you're fancy, so you spend a lot of time in Hilton Head, I believe. So I'm sure you are following the news. What's it going to do to the sports action, the football games this weekend?
Fancy. I don't know. My family used to have a house in Hilton Head. Fancy.
I knew it.
Fancy's a big word, Adam. Yeah, we've seen a lot of games get canceled. You're going to see a lot of, you'll probably see some totals go down as we get closer to the weekend. And I get this question a lot, guys. What happens if I have a regular season win total bet on a college football team and their game gets canceled? If they don't make up the scheduled game, you will get a refund. But we're going to wait until the end of the season before we refund any of those bets, just in case they do reschedule the game at the end of the year. That actually happened last year with Florida State and Louisiana Monroe.
Well, there you go. You mentioned you like college. So real quick, what is the best college game this weekend, and what's your best bet?
The best college game this weekend, I guess it's probably I think Ohio State TCU will be the game we see the most handle on.
I thought it was Rutgers Kansas.
That's a fine game. I know our friend Andy Samuelson will be very interested in that game. That's a big matchup there. A big out of conference clash. I'm interested in the USC Texas game, Adam. I think that game. I got Helton firmly on the hot seat there for the Trojans. I think he's doing a terrible job there, and Texas needs a win too, because they've underachieved under Tom Herman. As for a pick, give me Purdue. We've seen a lot of our sharp guys here take Purdue. I like the coach there, Brohm. Need a bounce back after a terrible loss at home against Eastern Michigan on Saturday.
Great stuff, John. We'll see you down there Sunday. Look forward to it. John Murray, director down at the Westgate Superbook. Have a great day, sir.
Yeah, you too, guys. Thanks.
Thanks.